that it's all worth it. Just know I'm trying to make it, trying to take it up a level. Cause you're my favorite girl, my pride, my world. And may I have this dance, just give me a chance. Cause I'm a better man, and I know that though I messed up, I just need for you to see this opportunity. Start a family, have a whole lot of screaming kids.
Let's chill.
Baby, you and me, ain't nothing that we can't win.
Let's chill.
Please believe in me, baby, we can take over the world.
Let's chill.
Just you and me, cause you're my favorite girl. Now, baby, take a minute, let me get up in your mental, so I can show you places, things, and faces. It's essential for us to be the best, to take the test that lovers have to. Just let me prove my love will rise above. So may I have this dance, just give me a chance. Cause I'm a better man, and I know that though I'm messed up, I just need for you to see this opportunity. A family, have a whole lot of screaming kids. Baby, you and me, ain't nothing that we ain't win. Yeah. Please believe in me, baby, we can take over the world. Yeah. Just you and me, cause you're my favorite girl. Start a family, have a whole lot of screaming kids. Just you and me, ain't nothing that we can't win.
Let's chill.
Please believe in me, baby, we can take over the world.
Let's
yeah.
Chill.
Just you and me, cause you're my favorite girl.
Let's
oh.
Chill. Let's settle down. Just me and you. That's what I want.
Have a whole lot of screaming kids.
Let's chill.
Baby, you and me, ain't nothing that we can't win.
Let's chill.
Just believe in me, baby, we can take over the world.
Let's chill.
Just you and me, cause you're my favorite girl.
Let's chill.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. How are you this morning? This is your man, Nick Eaton, and you are locked in live to the Middleman Presents, the Tuesday Morning Takeover. That's right, guys. I'm back. I'm glad to be back, too. I miss you guys. It's been a while, man. It's been a while. I've been away, to say the least. I've been away for a while, but, you know, I am back now. Back in Georgia, back in the Middleman studio, and back bringing you the best and brightest in R&B. We got a lot of new records today, guys. We got a lot of new records, and we got a lot of R&B news. Man, it has been a good couple of months for R&B. Good couple of months. Big shout-out to the sales chart this weekend. The final numbers aren't in, but the top 10 is filled with R&B. Ariana Grande, I can't pronounce her name quite right just yet. Tamar Braxton, John Legend, Jaheim, Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake, Raheem Devon. I mean, there's a lot of good R&B going on. TGT, guys, if you have not gotten that TGT album, you have to make sure that you go out and get it. I'm telling you, it'll improve your sex. Shout out to everybody out there in the At Work Network. Cubicle Nation, stand up, guys. I'm back. Make sure that you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Tuesday Morning Takeover is live, and we are bringing you the best and brightest in R&B, and I mean independent R&B. So for all those independent artists out there, if you'd like to get your music onto our show, go ahead and hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. That's spelled correctly, by the way. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Make sure that your songs are radio ready. Make sure they're clean. Make sure they're mixed properly. Now, if you don't have anybody to do that, we got somebody on staff that can do that. But he's going to tax us, so we're going to tax you. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into one of our favorite records here. Very familiar record on Tuesday Morning Takeover. You know, I was going to completely change out our playlist, and I said, you know what, I've got to keep this record in rotation. I absolutely love it. This, to me, symbolizes everything that Tuesday Morning Takeover is about. This is my man, Alvin Garrett, Alabama's own Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, with Never Gonna Find. You're listening to The Middleman Presents, Tuesday Morning Takeover. Never kissed two lips. And that was my man Alvin Gere with Never Gonna Find. I love that record, man. I was just really happy to be back. I don't know if you guys noticed or not. I'm in a very good mood today, and I'm in such a good mood, but apparently that's not the case with everybody in the R&B world. There's a lot of R&B going on right now. Why didn't y'all tell me? Y'all could have tweeted me. Yeah, well, y'all don't tweet me. That's why. Y'all don't tweet me, and I hadn't been on Facebook, so that might have something to do with it. Anyway, but there's a lot of R&B going on right now. One, there's a lot of disarray going on in the cast of R&B Divas LA. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it this season. Once again, you know, as much as I love the show and the concept behind the show, R&B Divas, I think it's getting overshadowed by all the drama. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm a true R&B fan, and it's really, really starting to get to me. You know, the second season of R&B Divas, you couldn't get past the fighting between Selena and Nicki, or Angie and Nicki, or anybody else and Nicki, the producers and Nicki, and it's just, it just defined their entire season. Then you come to R&B Divas LA, and then you got Kelly, and she's going at it with everybody, and everybody's blaming the producers and the editors and all this stuff. It's crazy. Why can't y'all just shut up and sing? That's what you wanted. Just shut up and sing. Like, one person I have to say out of that entire group that just is business savvy to me is Selena Johnson. Like, she, you know, she put out a live EP. She put out this album with Music Soul Child. She's got her Mommy's Got Soul DVD. Like, she's the one that's kind of taking the reins and saying, okay, here we are. Here's the opportunity. Let's make the best out of it. I think everybody else needs to follow that example and just really shut up and sing. Really and truly. You know, other R&B, like Jennings and Raheem Devon. Again, I don't know if anybody out there is a real hip-hop fan, but you guys have probably heard about Kendrick Lamar on his song with Big Sean called Control, where he, you know, names a few rappers and tells them to step their game up. Well, like Jennings did something similar to that, and apparently Raheem Devon didn't take too kindly to it. This is like the second time in a couple of years that they've had some issues, and I guess my thing is, you guys are both signed to the same label. Shout out to Marcus over at, you know, Mass Appeal. Yeah, you guys are signed to the same label. Chill out. You have similar fan base. You guys would do so much better to tour together, you know, as opposed to, you know, beefing. Plus, like, you're on parole. Chill out. Love you to death. Think your music is incredible. But chill out. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. And then came Michelle. Now, Love and Hip Hop is my guilty little secret. I can't lie and say that I don't watch the show. I do watch the show. And I was really proud of K. Michelle because towards the end of the show, you know, she was starting to mend her, you know, her broken relationships with people on the show and making sure that everything is okay. Now she and Tamar Braxton are going back and forth. And all I can think is, you guys are about a week apart in terms of releasing your albums. You both put out great R&B albums. I don't understand for the life of me why people can't just tour together. I mean, am I crazy? Am I wrong? Think about this. K. Michelle, Tamar Braxton, they're both very over the top. And they have a lot of the same fans. You know, people who love K. Michelle on Love & Hip Hop also love Tamar Braxton on, you know, the Braxtons and Tamar event. You have a lot of the same fan base. A lot of the same people are buying your music. And your styles aren't that far apart. You're both great vocalists. I say, why not do a tour? You know, call it Back to Reality. And y'all get up there with a live band, and y'all both just kill the show. Just get up there and kill it. Trade out who closes every night. You know, I think if you saw a tour going on where you had the cast of R&B Divas LA on tour, you had the cast of R&B Divas ATL on tour, you saw Tamar and K. Michelle on tour, you saw, you know, Life Jennings and Raheem on tour, I'm sorry, for all these people that are beefing, y'all are missing a major touring opportunity. You know, acts like L. Smith, U2, these guys tour for years. Some of them don't even speak to each other afterwards. But get out there and focus on the money. Good Lord. Okay, that was just my little tirade for right now. That's all I'm talking about on R&B today. We're going to get back to love. We're going to get back to these records. I got a new record coming up for you. Oh, I got a couple of new records coming up for you today, including one by guess who? Yours truly. Anyway, for right now, we're going to get into this new record by my girl, Colette. You don't know. This is the Middleman Present for Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Now I'm looking like a fool. Should've known better. I should have followed my first mind. It's a lesson that I had to learn. It won't be that way next time. Oh, cause I really need to catch my breath. Use it wisely. Tripping in the dark.
If you really think about it, what would life be without it?
Cause at the end of the day, the choice is yours. Will you sit out or will you play?
Find a book,
yeah. Find an eye.
Love don't play fair. Very true. It does not play fair at all. But it's all good because love is still love. I feel like I'm doing a choir storm right now. This is Lenny Green with the... Oh, sorry. Anyway, all right, back to the music, guys. My man, Gerard Anthony, Something Like Love, one of my favorites.
Gift, more time for heavenly bliss.
38 minutes after the hour, and you are locked into the Middlemen Present, the Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is your host, Nick Eaton, bringing you the best and brightest in soul and R&B. Guys, we got a lot of new music coming up for you, so we're going to get right back into it with my man, Jaha, Bear My Heart.
Thank you. something wrong with me. Are you just bad from your head down to your feet, feet? Ain't no way that I'm falling in love, but your presence is addictive like a drug. Hey, beautiful.
I enjoy the thrill of chasing you. Oh.
Hour 11:02. You are listening to The Middleman Present, the Tuesday Morning Takeover. I'm your host, Nick Eden, bringing you the best and brightest in soul. And I see, thank you, Blog Talk, because I can't get a lot of my new records, but it's okay because we still got a few of them. We're gonna play them for you. Coming up this hour, we got music from Cupid, DJ Freak Nasty, Jesse Idol, some more music from Joe and my man Willie Taylor, formerly of Day 26. So let's get right into it. One of my favorite records that we played on here, that is Cupid featuring Nia X, Make You Happy.
I just want to make you happy, girl. That's all I want to do.
I like this right here.
Just want to make you happy, girl.
I don't want to see nobody sitting down.
Done wrong. And all your friends keep telling you we don't belong together, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm not the one to blame. Baby, let me be your medicine. Take away your pain.
Take away your pain.
Baby, misery,
you know, misery.
Love company.
That's
why your friends
you
keep hating on me. Is it because they're lonely? Maybe cause your friends just phony. I'm trying to be your one and only.
I'm trying to be your one and only.
I know they're hating, but
come on,
I'm a hater. Looking at me, I just want to make you happy.
I just wanna make you happy, baby. I just wanna make you happy, baby.
Come on.
So many people telling you what you should do. Talking about it's all good with their imaginary
boo.
But you don't see them
with
anybody. With all of these problems, why you trying to knock me?
Me
and my boo, we're doing good. Trying to break us up, I wish you would. Is it because you're lonely? Maybe cause your friends are phony.
Come on.
Trying to be your one and
only.
I see them
be. They don't wanna see us styling, smiling, ordering drinks and partying with our peeps. They just wanna see us eating, see us not speaking, hear about you creeping and dogging me. But see, can't nobody get in my ear and change how I feel when you're doing what you say and you're keeping it real. Everybody got a past, had drama. Everybody been a victim and a monster. So I ain't tripping on that chicken head gossip. And all you messy men really need to stop it. That's why we step to the left and slide right by them haters. Spin out and say bye to them haters. See, I'ma tell y'all like grown folks. Baby, don't watch mine, watch your own folks.
Myself in something, mess around and lose everything, intoxicated off of her scent. I feel like I maybe drank a little bit too much, and it's evident, cause when she touched me, everything becomes a blur.
That was my man Jesse Idol with Stop and Go. I want to thank everybody who's still locked into us for the Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover. Shout out to the At Work Network, Cuticle Nation, stand up. We're bringing you the best and brightest in soul. And if you are an R&B artist out there and you've got some good music, we want to hear from you. So go ahead and send your music to wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. And that is spelled correctly. No T-H-A, no D-A. We are the middlemen. @gmail.com. Make sure that it's clean. Make sure it's radio ready. Make sure that it's mixed properly. My goodness. There's some good songs out there, but quite frankly, they're just not mixed right, and we can't play them. And it hurts my heart because I really want you guys to hear them. So let's make sure we got the best representation of your music for everybody to hear you. All right? We're going to get right back into the music, and I got to go over here. I'm going to go over to my hip-hop side a little bit. We don't play hip-hop on this show like this, but this is a hybrid of hip-hop, R&B, jazz, and soul. I love this record. I love the artist that's doing this because he's doing some real positive music. This is my man, MC Square, with Searching, featuring A Good Doctor. You're listening to the Middleman Present, the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Yeah, this is MC Square. Yeah, we all on the search, everybody, come on. Yeah, keep your head bobbing. Start looking. Cruising through many blocks, seeing many turfs at the bloody streets, a.k.a. veins of Mother Earth, from the good, the bad, and the worst. I finally break my silence, but only been the verse. So now I send my verbs to the young girls who pack that ass all up on the dope boys with scratched up straps. To the cats who always act tough with what they doing. Outside they hard, but inside they foodie like a Fig Newton. I see kids shooting crack and boosting lax, just to snatch the CD play out the dash and add to the stash by selling it quick to get the cash back in a flash. Right off in a 95 Jag and laugh. Mentality from the past, living for the present, naive to the future, being blind to the conclusion. Riding with the music up, under influence stunts. They perform thinking they can get everything with this gun they search.
People are down here looking around, don't know which way to go. If your feeling's real, but know it's made to grow. When you're searching, you might find what you're searching for inside.
I know cats that search for enemies to aim at, and then bang gas until they see brains flat. I prefer to piss wave caps with insane raps. Follow the same pack that went on the search for truth that never came back. Walking the main path, leave a crack and cocaine sacks. A play where the sky rains stacks. I'm preaching to all these lame rats that continuously search for cheese just to get killed by the same trap. It's pointless. Once you get that street fame black, take a minute, say goodbye to the nice beige slacks. Cause the limelight can't reflect all suede caps. Only nice whips, pretty women, and money stacks. Huh? It's funny, you started out searching for swag, but now you can't find your soul. Who you point blame at? You can't find your soul. Who you point to blame at? You're lost in the sauce now. I'm off. Let's get out.
People are down here looking around, don't know which way to go. If your feeling's real, you know it's made to grow. When you're searching, you might find what you're searching for inside.
That was my man MC Square, is Searching, featuring A Good Doctor. Feeling that record, man. I'm really feeling it. We might have to do like a hybrid. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that love that good, grown, sexy R&B that we play, but there's a lot of good hip-hop out there. I mean, like real conscious hip-hop. We might have to see what we can do, man. Kind of mix this show up a little bit. Still keep it clean. Still keep it mixed. Make sure that everybody is safe for work. Because we love our at-work network out there, our Cuban Nation. Anyway, we're going to get into a brand new record, and I'm going to tell you who the artist is after I play the record. All right. So this is a new record.
Problem that we're having, baby. See, I had enough.
egging on that record. That was my man Willie Taylor with Morning. The record before that, you know, I told you I'd tell you after the fact, but the record before that was actually my new record, Ease Your Mind. Look out for that on my new EP that I'm dropping next Tuesday, the 17th, Flight 1980. The throwback. Well, it's kind of a throwback. Somewhat of a throwback. Not really. But it is. I know I'm confusing. I'm confusing myself. But no, actually, truth be told, Flight 1980 is just a collection of songs that are like direct influences. Like, if you ever wanted to know what a Nick Eaton influence was, you can hear that when you listen to Flight 1980. A lot of 90s references in there. I still say to this day that the 90s was the, you know, last great time for R&B. Up until these last couple weeks, we've had some great, great records. Shout out to Tamar Braxton for doing over 105,000 records her first week on her new album, Love and War. Just got to give a big shout out to her for that. Nobody thought she could do it, including me. I won't lie. But if you will check, she is on my 2013 R&B freshman class, so she's making the list pretty proud right now. Guys, when you get a second, head over to singersroom.com and check out this article. It's called Drake the Soul Singer, Revenge of a Light-Skinned Keith Sweat. I'm telling you, you will find this article very, very amusing. And guys, if you're enjoying what you're hearing so far, don't forget, it's around that time. Go ahead and send me what you'd like to hear as the rewind of the day. Now, I will tell you guys to tweet me, but quite frankly, you guys have not tweeted me since the show started. You always get my Facebook inbox. So, go over to facebook.com/officialNickEaton. Send me a message and let me know what song you liked, and we'll play it again if we get enough folks on it. We're going to get right back into the music. We got my man, J-Love. We're crazy for you. You're listening to The Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me start by saying you're beautiful. Let me start by saying that I think the world of you. And if I had a chance, I'd give you the world, 'cause you're worth it. You're so perfect. Girl, I just wanna tell the world you're beautiful. And girl, I just wanna tell the world you're mine. 'Cause girl, you gotta hold on me. Make a plan, wanna change his ways. So tell me, baby, what do I do? I'm going crazy for you. Baby, come closer, I wanna hold your hand, so I can tell you all the secrets of mine. Oh, wow. And I know the man before me, they broke your heart, but I'm trying to make it better. Put your heart back together.
So
plan, wanna change his ways. So tell me, baby, what do I do?
I do? I'm going crazy for you.
Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see these fellas out here, you see they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage, in a one night stand would be enough.
Oh,
I met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
She caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Oh,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself a love. It's gonna take a minute for me to fall, but I'd rather have a love than nothing at all. I'm ready for a love of my own, yeah, yeah.
Can you handle this forever?
Even though I want to, I just see us together.
And I'd rather hold up than have a life alone.
I was raised by a good one. Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimping, she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got to feet when she comes around.
No,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
That was my man Joe with I'd Rather Have a Love. Okay, a little bit earlier, guys, we talked about R&B. Now, we just got to be talking about Tamar Braxton and Kay Michelle, Blythe Jennings and Raheem Devon, the entire cast of R&B Divas LA. And now, Eddie Murphy and Music Soul Child and Celine Jobs. Okay, let me explain this because I know everybody's like, what in the blue heaven? Okay, if you guys don't know, and if you don't know, you'll definitely be in for a great surprise next week when we premiere their record. Music Soul Child and Selena Johnson have been working on a reggae album, a duet album. I've heard most of the album, guys. I have to say, it's absolutely phenomenal. They're not trying to just imitate a reggae artist. They are two soul singers who are, you know, they came together for this project. I mean, it's really, really a good project. The first single off of the project Build a Fire came out about a month and a half ago. Well, since then, Eddie Murphy has released his reggae single, Red Light. Now, let's give you the comparison, because I know, you know, hey, he's got just as much right to do something like that as possible. But this is a little bit too similar. The name of Music and Selena's album is Nine. It's nine songs. It's released in the ninth month. They're both Virgos, born in the ninth month, you know. So Eddie Murphy, he's released his single, a reggae single called Red Light, featuring Snoop Lion. And it's a teaser for his new reggae album called Nine. As a matter of fact, the opening of his single is really, really similar to the opening of Music and Selena's song. And the plot kind of thickens even more when it's revealed that Kamal McGregor, who produced Nine for Music and Selena, was contacted by Eddie Murphy's camp about doing the majority of the album. In addition to that, Selena Johnson's manager, in the early part of the year, reached out to Snoop Lion about performing on the Music Selena album. Now, the crazy thing about it is, you know, I forgot that Eddie Murphy could sing. And I had to go back and I remember to party all the time and all that other stuff. Like, oh, my God. Apparently, so did he. He forgot he could sing. But that's beside the point. Yeah, guys, come on. R&B does not need to be real. Let's leave that to hip-hop. I mean, come on. Good gracious. Eddie Murphy, why would you go and... well, let me ask you this. Is anybody out there really, really looking forward to an Eddie Murphy album? Other than to see if he pulls another move like his first album where he had the pink bow and the pink flower in his head and a bow tie on. I'm just saying. Guys, don't forget to hit me up at facebook.com/officialNickEaton. Let me know what you want to be as a rewind of the day, and we're going to get back into the music. I would absolutely love to play this Eddie Murphy record for you guys, and I may just do it next Tuesday. I cannot believe it. As a matter of fact, the throwback of next week will be My Girl Wants to Party All the Time. But in the meantime, we're going to get back into this music, and we're going to play a song from my man, Ruben Sutter, Gift from God.
Wake up every morning to your smile. It gives me chills cause I know that I got someone that really loves me. Some people search their whole life over to find what God has placed in my life. Sun comes up when I see your face. My heart sings.
whatever he was talking about, I think she's a gift from God. I don't know. Anyway, 41 minutes after the hour, you are locked into the Tuesday Morning Takeover, presented by the Middlemen, who bring you the best and brightest in soul. Now, guys, don't forget, if you're an R&B artist out there and you'd like to get on our show, make sure you hit us up. Send an MP3 to wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Once again, that's wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's mixed. If you don't have it, we got somebody that can do it for you for a price. They're going to charge us, so we're going to charge you. I'm just saying. But we want you to have the best music presented to all of our wonderful listeners in the At Work Network. Cubicle Nation, stand up. You guys are locked in with me for about 19 more minutes. Don't forget, keep those inbox comments coming. Let me know what your favorite song of the day was, and we will play it in our rewind of the day. Now, we all know, I can tell you right now, that my man John Michael was a sophisticated lady. He is disqualified. I've said this before. He is the rewind of the day all-star. He has been absolutely played so many times on this show. And he'll forever have a song on my playlist. He's got some brand new music coming too that I want you guys to hear. Great music too. Great music. Anyway, let's get back into the music. This is my homegirl, Myla, with Honesty.
Top of my head, I'm just being honest with you. Yeah. Baby, you know that I love you, but sometimes I still think about him. No one can take me away from you, but sometimes my mind goes back.
Best.
You my best.
Although it might seem stuck.
You better be honest to her. You better be real honest to her. That was Milo with Honesty. And honestly, I'd like to get into this next record, which is my man DJ Freak Nasty. With You, featuring Felt 5, one of the middlemen, longtime listeners and friends. So big shout out to Felt 5. He's out there doing his thing. Made a move over to Dallas. He's out there in Dallas now, about to tear up the hip-hop scene out there. But anyway, this is my man DJ Freak Nasty with you, featuring Felt 5. This is from DJ Freak Nasty's Nowhere EP that is available everywhere online and select cities. And we're going to bring him in for an interview. We'll talk a little bit about the EP. All right, with you, featuring Felt 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool you're around your people and everything. I mean, really, I just want to be with you tonight, you know?
Slash! Hey, baby, how are you doing? You look good tonight, so yeah, you got me choosing. I've been thinking about you and me and how much fun it would be if we were between the sheets. So let's just leave. You're the perfect combination between sexy and cute. And when I look in your eyes, I get lost in them too. Homie, lover, and friends, I wanna be all of them. So after this song ends, I hope I get another 10. Someone that I wanna know. So far from the typical. I hope that you make your decision, so you and I can get it.
It all starts with a flame, and you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends,
yeah, what's up, Ring?
I can't wait for this.
You and why not?
With you, with you, with you.
Hey, you're so amazing, and I'm facing the fact that I need to be in your atmosphere. Your stratosphere is like all of the planets aligning. Won't you tell me the timing so that I can come and find it? It never be too late, baby girl. You shining like the purest of the uncut diamonds. I'm thinking we should leave so we can go explore the finest. Feeling that the earth realm can offer outside of heaven's gates. Hoping the pages to your novel, I can be your great escape. Yeah, and baby girl, you know I'm on. Wanna take you to euphoria and do it all night long. Do it all night long. Do it all night long. Till you reach the point of apex, ladies, this is the best.
It always starts with a plane, and you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends, I can't wait for this night to end. So I can be alone with you, with you, with you. So be alone with you, with you, with you.
This is love and not love. Baby, I can feel your touch. And right now, it's so clutch. Driving me crazy, the thoughts you do. Tonight I became a fan of you. There's no place I'd rather be than alone in ecstasy.
Yeah, it always starts with a plan.
And that was my man DJ Freak Nasty with you, featuring Felt 5. Guys, I want to thank everybody who locked in with me today at Work Network, Cubicle Nation. Shout out to you. We are back. Well, my co-host hasn't gone anywhere. I'm back. I'm back and I ain't going nowhere for a while. Next week, we got a lot of great new records for you. Want you to tune in. You know, Blog Talk, hi. You guys can get that together for us. That'd be great. But in the meantime, between time, our rewind of the day comes all the way from Brooklyn, New York, in the form of what many feel is the queen of independent R&B and soul. Singer, songwriter, producer, Angela Johnson. This is Angela Johnson with Be There, featuring Russell Taylor. Thanks to everybody that tuned in with us today. Make sure you lock in to us this coming Thursday for Talk of the Town, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. This coming Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central for the flagship show, the Middlemen Talk Show. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern with Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is Angela Johnson, Be There, featuring Russell Taylor. All right, y'all. Peace.
I just wanna take care of you. I love you, you're the only